Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day, just a bit of an update here. To read all the juicy details, just head to the news section of our website. But long story short, Jackson's COVID is taking it out of him more than we expected, and I'm prepping for nose and tongue surgery at the start of Feb. Turns out they are both terrible and need fixing. So plumbing is taking this and next week off. That said, enjoy a what if this week, and let's call it the latest episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America, where I hijack the show to talk about a horse I love. Both shows are available to subscribers of Bad Brain Boys Plus through our website or through Apple Podcasts. So if you want some bonus content while you help support us, just head on over to SansPantsRadio.com and slam that sign up button. And for as little as a decently priced coffee per month, I think, you can worsen your thoughts. Either way, I'll see you in Feb.
In 1977, Marvel attempted to answer the important questions with their What If line of comics. They failed. Now, in the year of 2023, the Plumbing Boys have picked up the slack and dare to ask, once again, What If?
Hey, what if Aunt May, instead of her nephew Peter, had been bitten by the radioactive spider?
I truly believe in my heart of hearts, if that spider bit old Aunt May, she would have dropped dead on the fucking spot. A little teenage boy can cop a spider bite. That old lady, that old bag.
I don't know, because it would feel like the spider fangs would go through her skin like paper and get out the other side.
The spider would go through her skin into her veins and guts.
You touched an old lady recently?
Yeah, it's like touching a wet bag full of chicken. Chicken bones. Excuse me.
Yeah. Like a wet bag full of dry bones.
Well, assuming that it doesn't just go straight through her, like the fangs like would pierce and then just like drip out the other, like the venom is just dripping out the other end of her arm.
Yeah.
Assuming that she actually sits just fully loaded with some spider venom.
Mm. Wait, hang on. Is the context like Peter's like, Aunt May, I'm going to Oscorp, and she's like, I'm coming.
Yeah, well, it's usually a school excursion, right, to Oscorp, or at least to a place where a spider gets zapped by a radioactive gun.
Shoot that spider.
It's like a radioactive cannon?
I feel like we looked it up at some point, and it was like it just fell into like a radioactive juice
beam.
Yeah, like a kind of Large Hadron Collider situation. Yeah.
Anyway, so assuming
and the spider's so radioactive that it pretty much bites Peter then dies, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
that spider. We don't talk about this enough. Was sick.
Very much. It bites Peter, dies, and then Peter's bully then picks up that spider and eats it, and he just becomes a bunch of spiders.
That's awesome. Hey, Peter Parker, you love this spider so much?
Oh, no, I'm sick.
Oh, wait, I'm sick. Hundreds of spiders.
Wait, so is that the origin of Spider's Man?
No. Spider's Man is a alternate reality Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, I know.
Things went really wrong.
Yeah. Or really right.
Yeah. They believe, isn't Spider's Man
a bunch spiders of spiders that think they're a man?
Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe.
I don't think Spider-Man is Peter Parker. I think it's the spider who thinks it's Peter Parker, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Spider-Man has only popped up in one of the Spider-Verse
something. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's... Flash
Thompson? Is that No.
It was a new character that was sort of introduced.
Character.
Well, it was new when he was introduced, but, like, you know, they retroactively
aren't
being like...
Aren't we all new when we're introduced?
Good point.
What do you mean by that?
You're at a party, you meet someone new, they're new to you. They've always existed.
But they're new to you.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, no, so it was the same series that we had, like, Flowers for Rhino, where they made Rhino intelligent and made him, like, Algernon.
And he was sad about
and
it.
And then he's like, I'm intelligent, I've got a math equation to figure out your name, Peter. And he's like, oh, shit! And he's like, anyway, I hate my life. I wish I was stupid.
I wish I was so...
It's a comic book series where an orangutan hangs itself.
Excuse me, Joel
Zammert. I've surely told you about
what?
This.
Joel Zammert, sorry. Excuse me for a moment while I just quickly...
Yeah. Oh, no, you have...
What's the run of this comic
Flowers
book?
Flowers for Rhino.
Because the orangutan becomes so intelligent it hangs itself.
Yeah, so they do, like, the flowers for Algernon, and they give it to the orangutan first, and the orangutan becomes very smart, and then they give it to Rhino, who is as stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
So the orangutan is kind of like always like a few steps ahead of Rhino, and then one day the orangutan hangs itself.
Is it because?
And Rhino's like.
So does the collected orangutan
editions. Okay, Spider-Man's Tangled Web, Volume 1.
Yeah, Tangled Web.
So does the orangutan hang itself because it's like, I'm too smart that I understand the situation?
I understand the situation, and I'm kind of like, I'm bored.
Yeah,
there's nothing for me to do. I figured it out.
Time to hang myself.
Life is sort of meaningless, maybe, or pointless.
Everyone knows the value of this comic book to me, so therefore it is very expensive.
How much is it?
Well, Gareth Ennis wrote it.
Yeah. Whoa. Garth, but all right.
Gareth Ennis.
Weirdly, the second time I've made that mistake in the last 24 hours. I called it Gareth Garth, and now I've done it backwards. Garth Ennis.
Yeah.
Gareth, the guy that I was referring to in my personal life.
Tell you what, Gareth is a better name than Garth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garth.
Hardcover version of it, which I'm not interested in. It was $180 Australian.
Damn! What are the original floppies worth? Yeah. I think I got them somewhere.
Oh, ring-a-ding-ding. Ding.
I'm rich. I'm rich on that comic book money.
Paperback is $73.
Damn.
But that's all from Ultimate Treasures, so a secondhand store.
Interesting. Anyway, yeah, that same series, so Garth Ennis was like, I'm going to take a bunch of run at Spider-Man villains, maybe. I don't know what the point of that series was. And one of them was like, it was just a bully that, like, Peter remembered, and he sort of like, oh, fuck, I remember this piece of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he ate the spider. But I think it was like he saw Peter get bitten, and then there was like Spider-Man in the news, so he figured it out that it was Peter Parker and there was a spider bite.
Yeah.
So then he maybe broke back into Oscorp to then find the spider to eat.
Wow, that guy's awesome.
And then he's like, I'm going to get spider powers. And he kind of did, but then it was just like a bunch of spiders growing in him. And so he became like a lot of spiders that he would then go kill people and wear them like skin suits.
Oh, okay.
And that was what he would do.
Wow. That's...
And I think it was like, so long as one of those spiders was alive, he was alive. And I'm fairly certain they all get killed.
Was his thinking like... Like, was the spider dead when he got to Oscorp?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like, well, it can't bite me.
Yeah, I want it to bite me, so I can't do it, so I was like, eat it.
I think my first thought would be to just, like, try and...
Like, just drag it
across
fangs.
My skin before eating it.
Like, cut yourself, squish the spider, and then, like, rub it into your wound.
I probably wouldn't go eating the spider.
Especially because you've seen how...
Peter got his power.
He got it from being bit.
Yeah.
Not from consuming the spider.
Also, it's dead, I'd just be like, well...
Yeah, I guess it's not for me.
Yeah,
I would try and bite myself with, like, kind of like...
Bite yourself?
Bite myself with the spider.
Oh, right,
because I'm like, well, you know, the whole, like, oh, there's like a rattle...
Expose its fangs.
Yeah, a rattlesnake fang or whatever was in someone's boot. They put it on. Like, oh, now I'm dead from a rattlesnake bite that the rattlesnake died years ago.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I guess there's maybe some venom juice in that spider. And yeah, try and...
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least figure out how it happened in the first place. See if Oscorp's got any other spiders. Is hanging around.
Do you reckon that would have happened to Aunt May? Do you reckon she would have turned into spiders?
I
forgot what we were talking about, didn't you? Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about Spider-Man's sweet bully that hated Peter so much.
That he had to eat spiders to get back at him. That's awesome.
And then died. Yeah. So that happens in Tangled Web as well?
Yeah.
I gotta track down this book.
You gotta get Tangled Web, dude. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like... You're telling me there's a Spider-Man comic book out there when an orangutan fucking hangs itself and I don't have it? I got fucking dog shit Spider-Man books where Spider-Man lives his life story or whatever.
That orangutan dude is dumb as fuck because...
But it's actually clever.
No, but like he's like, I'm so clever, there's nothing left for me to do. Get out of there, dude. Mm-hmm. Go put on a suit and tie. Get a loan out of the bank. You could be doing fucking heaps of shit.
Yeah.
He gave up too early, I reckon, that orangutan.
I think there's, 22... issues. I'm trying to like remember because each one was like each like arc was like about different Spider-Man villains. I thought it was like a really cool idea of what they did, and I kind of wish they kind of kept that.
I did read Flowers for Rhino, but I don't think I read any of the other ones.
There's one, I think, the Coming of the Thousand. That was the one where it's just like I ate a spider, now I'm many spiders.
Classic.
There's one, I think it was about like maybe Kingpin's goons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool.
Worth checking out. Well, when you get it, let us know, JD.
Yeah, and I'll read it and I'll be happy.
Yeah, I think that's great. Well, okay, so...
Anyway,
Aunt May gets
bit by a spider.
I guess she goes instead of Peter.
Well, like, I guess she's like, oh, well, I'm chaperoning, because it's like a high school class that goes.
Yeah. So she
like,
all right. Chaperones the kids.
The spider's about to bite Peter.
She's like, no, my boy!
Either she, deliberately pushes Peter out the way, or just inadvertently, just like, you know, hurry up, Peter, you're like holding down the rest of the line.
Oh, no, I've been bit by a spider. Mm. Now, when Peter Parker gets bit by the spider, he gets hunk mode.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes get good again.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a bunch of his ailments are fixed by the spider bite.
Yep.
Would, if you're old...
Yes.
Your body is becoming decrepit.
Yes.
So, would Aunt May, how fixed does she get?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, like, how fixed does she get? Because it's, okay, so Peter is like, my eyes, I need glasses, but now they're actually, they've just started repairing it. They're basically regenerated. It's kind of like, it's almost like another regeneration kind of thing.
Yeah.
In a similar sort of way to the lizard. So his eyes have, you know, gotten better.
Yeah.
But they're not regenerating because did he always have shit eyes, I guess?
Yeah.
And I guess he got jacked, but he was never always jacked. He's just gotten better, right?
It just fixes.
Because he gets swole.
What? Where does that come from? When Spider-Man gets muscly, spiders aren't muscly.
No, but there's spiders don't. You can't. I've never seen a fat spider.
No. Well, a spider.
Can a spider overeat?
Do spiders work on hydraulics? Do spiders have muscles?
Do spiders have body fat?
I don't think spiders got muscles, or if they do got muscles, they're not good.
No, because you can eat a spider, and what you're eating would be the muscle, right?
No, well, if you're eating a spider, you're eating the whole thing.
You just dumped the whole thing in your mouth, dude, with some fucking hot sauce. Cowabunga.
Yummy, yummy.
I'm going to quickly Google spider anatomy.
Oh, I got tricked by Amazon.
Yeah.
The hardcover version of the book that's available is actually the omnibus collecting all of the Tangled Web. So $170 doesn't seem too bad anymore.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's still not within my price range, but at least now I know I'd be getting 22 issues and not 6.
Yeah, that is, fair enough.
So spiders have muscles to flex their spindly limbs inwards, and they use hydraulic pressure to extend them outwards. Okay, so they got muscles.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Okay.
So I guess
of course they got muscles. I thought that was a silly little joke.
Well, because they work on hydraulics, but it's only hydraulics.
Are they like full of like a sack full of goo? You know?
I don't know.
What did you think the hydraulic-y stuff was?
What do you mean?
Well, because like they work on hydraulics, but wouldn't the hydraulics be made out of muscle? Because it's natural hydraulics.
I don't know.
Because, like, hydraulics, when I think about it, is a machine, and spiders aren't made of metal.
But they do work with hydraulics, though.
Yeah, but wouldn't that stuff...
It might be, like, tendons and stuff,
yeah,
but
and
I don't know if
tendons are muscle.
Yeah, well, I said they probably do have muscles, but they're shit. That was where I... where I ended up. I was like, they probably got some, but, like, they're not the, you know... Mm. They're not muscles like a juicy fucking chicken leg or whatever.
Mm. He's not wrong.
Yeah, juicy fucking chicken legs are all muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Drumstick.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was curious as to why Peter Parker got jacked and good eyesight.
Because in insects, apparently, insects can build fat reserves, but they can never look overweight because their exoskeleton is hard and protective. So
they just get puffed up.
Like pushing against it.
I do feel like I read once about someone who had a pet tarantula that they overfed and it split or something because it couldn't expand its exoskeleton.
Of course.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, Peter Parker. So if Aunt May got muscles, how much of the aging process does it reverse?
She also, I mean, she's old.
That's what we're talking about.
No, 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 I know, but like, because she's old,
yeah.
And that's that horrible story you just told about overfeeding a tarantula.
Yeah.
If you instantly make an old lady ripped, she's probably going to burst out of her skin.
Yeah, but the skin is also becoming strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
She probably just, like, is she going to de-wrinkle?
Yeah.
Does she buff up?
She'd be smoother.
Would she? Or would the wrinkles just get, like, stronger and therefore stay that way?
Well, because imagining, because the muscles would be, she'd be jacked, right? So she's getting muscle.
Yeah, because, like, the wrinkles, because your skin loses elasticity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, making your skin stronger like a spider doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make it more elastic. It just means,
well, but then the muscles, though, are becoming bigger, so there's more to give.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so it'd feel, she'd feel out a bit. Kind of.
She'd still be a bit wrinkly.
Yeah, maybe not. Because also it depends on like the regenerative abilities and powers of the
But is it regenerative?
Bite. Well, his eyesight gets fucking sweet.
Yeah, that is true.
So it heals. And there is an arc where Peter Parker becomes a spider.
Yeah.
And then he become Guy again, or hatches from the spider
uh-huh.
and become Guy again. And he grows back his appendix and tonsils, I think.
Okay.
So for some reason in the Marvel Universe, spiders do have regenerative
healing
powers.
Back,
yeah, healing back.
Like a lizard.
Yeah, okay.
Or so a Wolverine.
Yeah. So Aunt May is going to come back after getting bit by that spider and all of her ailments fixed.
Here's a question.
Shoot.
Does Spider-Man age?
Yeah, Spider-Man ages. What are you talking about?
We
see it a lot.
Yeah, but at a faster rate?
No,
regular
it seems
rate?
To be at a regular
it's
rate.
Regular.
So then, because she's not... Then,
Spider-Man Rainey's old.
But he doesn't look that old.
Yeah, well, he doesn't. He doesn't look that old.
Spider-Man.
He doesn't look like an old man.
Yeah, but how old is he?
This is one of those episodes which raises so many questions. So
wow, Spider-Man Rain also expensive. Huh. Which is funny, because that's only four issues.
I think he ages... Apparently, he does age slower than a normal human.
Okay.
He has a healing factor, but doesn't make him immortal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he ages.
So he does.
He just gradually.
Okay.
I don't think he should have killed that lady with his comb. That's just me. I know that might be controversial. But
Yeah.
That was in retrospect. You know, he regretted it.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Back shots, that's what he should have done.
and then MJ would have gotten back cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's really no winning.
So that would make May very radioactive.
Yes,
I guess.
Yes, yeah.
He's really old in Rain.
Rain, but how old?
He's like a horrible old man.
Show me. Oh yeah, he is old. He's decrepit in this. Interesting.
Yeah. He's like full on old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Aunt May.
Well,
I
guess my question. I guess was, I was like, will she say stop going gray? Because the 70s. Aunt May. Old as shit.
Yes. Yeah. That's the,
we're talking like she's 77.
This is not Marissa Tomei.
She is the same age the year it came in. You know what I mean? It's like, she's old.
She old. But she's got spider juice coursing through her veins. She doesn't feel old.
No. Yeah. But I'm just, so when the spider bites Peter.
Yeah.
Does he become younger or is he like, okay, you're not going to age, you're going to age slower from now?
Yeah.
So so when she gets bitten, so she won't de-age.
Yeah.
But she...
I see what you
mean. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know if a 77-year-old woman should be that jacked.
I don't know if it's healthy.
Don't know if that's a controversial thing to say or not, but old ladies,
Well, I just
it's
don't
okay
feel
to be
that,
old.
Yeah, I just don't feel that she should be instantly jacked.
Well, that's what... It's going full circle back to the tarantula splitting open the story.
I just...
May explode.
And also, is
also,
Peter...
if things don't all heal at the same time, she will die instantly.
Yeah.
Because if she goes to that jack, like, so say the spider bite affects her muscles first, heart attack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Surely it's in-out, right? Like, internal-out, right?
I don't know. No, it would go from spider bite out, right? Surely?
Well, it's in your blood, so it's
the blood is
pumping.
Healing.
Well, yeah, it's pumping through your body, right?
So it would go in, out. So we'll go heart first.
Heart first.
Yeah, that's good news for her.
Heal the heart up.
Yeah, brain good.
Brain good. Thinking quicker for the first time.
Get that spider sense.
Yeah. And then going out to the rest of your body. Does she become the pinnacle of a 75-year-old woman? Like, does she become the best a 75-year-old woman could become?
Well, I don't think she de-ages. I think that she...
No, but I mean, like, is Peter Parker an ideal version of his, like, the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Strong for his age. Is Mary Jane, is Aunt May going to become strong for her age, or is she going to become strong?
Well, she's
like
going to become, you know, strong, I mean? Like Peter Parker, as he, because it's not just, he wasn't bitten by a radioactive band to become, like, he's not Captain America, or it's like the pinnacle. This is the best we can do.
He's the pinnacle of what if a spider and a man was the guy.
Because he's apparently as powerful as a spider, which means he can lift so many tons.
Fights like a spider, bites like a spider.
It does. I got bit of my balls. You're making a reference to a really old Plummy the Death Star.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that thing.
Yeah, man. I remember that episode of Plummy.
I'm sick. I got bit by a spider that's killing me.
Fight like a spider, bite like a spider. I got bit on the balls. I remember, man.
I'm glad you
remember. I
don't
remember the context,
I'm glad
really.
You remember.
But I remember.
It was funny and nice, wasn't it?
It was. Anyway, good job.
I'm getting really tired.
Yeah, the sun's getting real low. Angel's about to get another beautiful angel. Heaven's about to get another beautiful angel.
Last synapses are firing off. Fly
like a spider, but
I'm so tired. I think, guys, I think I'm gonna go to sleep.
Good night,
Joel Dusha. Good night.
Nice thing, last memories are of Plumbing the Death Star we did in 2019 or something. Spectacular.
So I think she would just be, she would look like how she is, but she would have the powers to lift a lot of things. Like, she would have the powers of.
Well, I'm guessing, like, I honestly don't think that physically, like, as in her age, she gets bitten by the spider, it's not going to physically de-age her straight away.
No.
But it will do things that will probably be physically noticeable, not necessarily, like, muscle-wise, but, like, probably straighten up her spine, because she won't have the old lady hunch.
Yes, absolutely.
Hips work.
Eyes
work. Probably her eyes were getting worse. She isn't
shoot out those cataracts.
Yeah. No longer deaf.
Yeah.
No longer deaf. Hearing's good again. Peter, are you jacking off?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, she can.
First thing she hears when she wakes up is Peter masturbating.
Peter!
Her voice has gone Danny DeVito mode for some reason.
Peter!
Oh, Lois Griffin mode.
Peter! Because also then she can scuttle like a spider as well, crawl up those walls and ceilings. She doesn't get webbing, though.
Oh, really?
Well,
because
well,
in the
70s, right?
It was an invention, yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny, she doesn't have any of Spider-Man's gadgets, but that is the only gadget Spider-Man uses, so actually, that's fine.
She might use a gun.
Okay. Well, in the Spider-Man movies, the Sam Raimi ones, Peter Parker thinks it's good to kill that mugger. Aunt May's actually like, what the fuck?
Well, I guess Ben lives.
Ben lives!
Ben lives.
Whoa. That's...
Peter's not wrestling.
Yeah. What would Aunt May do with her newfound strength?
Maybe kill Ben, but accidentally.
Is this the Aunt May that was like, because it depends on the timeline, because if she was a former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mary and Richard.
Yeah.
So,
no, it wasn't Ultimate. I think it was 616, but it was Peter's parents.
Okay, yeah. So she's just an old broad.
Yeah.
So what if...
She mightn't do anything with it. She might just be like, huh.
Brand new lease on life.
I got my second wind.
Funny for Ben, because she's like, Ben, we got to go do stuff. And he's like, I'm also 70, but not strong again.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Ben, we got to go on holiday again. We got to start running, you know?
Yeah. What would she want to do? I guess
look after Peter and Ben.
She'd go to the news.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Be like, Granny can bench press
a car.
Yeah.
I didn't know it had it. I had it in me.
Yeah. I can just imagine her going to like a car and a fair type.
You're telling me if a granny now bench pressed, walked up to the news and was like, I can bench press a car.
Yeah.
Pick any car.
Yeah.
Then.
You think that's going to be front page of the Herald Sun?
Yeah.
It might be human interest at the back.
No. Because that changes.
A granny.
Everything we know about being alive.
Yeah. I just don't think she'd keep it quiet.
If a guy walked down the street and just picked up a car, you don't think that would be front
People
page?
Pick up, bodybuilders pick up cars all the time.
Yeah, a bodybuilder, not a 77-year-old grandma.
Also, they don't pick up the car, like, just, like, lifted above their head.
Yeah.
They'll be
like,
like
it's nothing. What? And then crawl on the walls.
Well, the wall crawling, maybe.
I honestly think the wall crawling's less impressive.
What?
What? That's like defying physics.
That's an old lady scuttling up a skyscraper.
People can get strong enough.
No, no, no. Skyscraper. Yeah. It's just like the side of like a regular building, like a one-story building.
Yeah, and
she
kept going.
I'm like,
she's
that's probably
gravity.
And then she jumped like a fucking spider?
Just climbing a wall. On a once, like if Jackson got up now and stuck to the wall of the studio,
you would like,
you'd be like Yawnsville.
No,
like,
I wouldn't be
like,
shut up. You're saying that, oh, an old lady picked up a car, who cares?
I'm saying both are impressive. So you're telling me if Jackson just put his whole palm, like not grabbing the wall, palm.
No. I'm saying if Jackson stuck to the wall, like full on was on the wall, because I'd be like, his feet. It's a trick.
He's figured it out.
he figured it out. No, I would assume trick. But then if it's like, climbing
roof.
Up like a full, yeah, if you're on
what
the
what if
roof.
He like put his hand on you, like your chest, and lifted you up?
No, okay, that's impressive again.
What if I just crawled around the walls of
impressive
this room?
It's only if you're just like on one wall,
like you're a fly stuck to a paper.
Yeah, basically, yeah, because then I'm like, oh, that's a trick.
Yeah,
I guess
I'm like, it's a magician's trick.
Okay,
maybe. You don't think lifting a car could be a magician's trick?
Not an old lady lifting a car above her head.
If I saw an old lady lift a car above her head, I would think magician's trick more than if I saw an old lady on a wall.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, maybe both of them would be like, ah, magic. Okay, yeah, well, it's a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, and then she's
This is Johnny Knoxville in a fucking, like, old
Johnny
man.
Johnny Knoxville would never do magic.
This is a Johnny Knoxville-like person who would wear... This is David Copperfield when he was younger wearing an old man suit.
I'm getting mind freaked
This is Chris Angel in an old man.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. I think that if they pick up the car in a certain way, I'm like, this isn't a trick.
What's the way?
If the car gets very visibly damaged.
What, when they pick it up?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's a trick, they're going to be careful with the car because they don't want to go to jail. But if you just pick it up a car, you don't care.
Yeah.
What are the cops going to do? You pick up their car, too.
Oh, you're imagining it's a random car on the street.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, okay.
What if you're like, hey, I'm going to try and, okay, if
it's
I
not a stunt car because then it's
get,
a trick.
Yeah, if I get my car and I try and run you over and you jump over it, impressed?
Yeah.
Or is that, okay, yeah. It's good to like find the parameters.
No, because...
What if we ran into one?
What if you saw her being like, I'm going to get someone to drive at me.
And
then I'll jump out the
trick.
Way. So you got to do it.
Yeah, there's going to be a situation where I can truly believe that it's a variable that they have not planned, could not have planned for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hard to...
I would slow down as I'm driving under Aunt May. So if she really is jumping over my car, she's landing on the roof.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing to do, actually.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
Can a guy jump over a car? Like, can you physically train yourself to...
No.
Depends how fast the car's going.
Fast.
I mean, you're talking from a standing position.
No. A person could jump over a car.
I don't think so.
I'm sure they can.
The standing jump, I guess the car would have to be going pretty quick.
Yeah, like people can jump like quite high.
Yeah.
And like, you just The timing's got to be
right.
Timing's
got to be perfect.
Otherwise, the consequence here is you get hit by a car.
Yeah, going fast. Yeah, it's where the spider sense comes in.
I have seen actually people try this and basically get hit by the car. Yeah. They get high up enough that their legs get clipped by the
and then they flip and land on their head and you're cheering.
Yeah.
Watching him be you.
He did the trick. He's like, not getting up though.
Call an ambulance. And I'm like, have a good day.
So I guess if Aunt May's getting bit, I just don't think she's keeping it secret.
No, yeah.
I think maybe she's going to a doctor. Because
mm-hmm.
It just feels like at 77, she has a lot of trust with authority that maybe someone who is younger doesn't.
And she doesn't have that awkward thing that Peter has of like, oh, no, my body's going through changes. Yeah, She'd be like, something's wrong.
Something's real bad.
I've probably got like a brain tumor or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's be like, hey, Ben, I think that I'm ripped and I can hang from the ceiling. Am I?
Yeah. Please.
Something's gone wrong with my brain.
Yeah.
In fact, she's married would change it anyway. Like anyone, even if you're in your 30s in this episode.
Yeah.
You're married.
You
tell them.
If I was Ben, I think I'd be freaking out that this is like.
Shoot it with a gun. Yeah, fair enough.
No, it's like.
I need to blast.
It's the kind of thing of like, you know, you hear about like, as people with clarity and then they die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if they got Alzheimer's, something like that, they have this moment of clarity. Mm-hmm. They say goodbye to all their loved ones and then dead. I'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, we got to do something in the hospital quickly.
You're like, I've heard about this. They get physically able again and then Aunt May climbs the wall and you're like, haven't heard about this.
Haven't heard about that one.
Oh no, she's remembered a bit from a Plumbing the Death Star episode 5 years ago. She's about to say goodbye.
You've been doing like, magic without me?
Is this from when you do Pilates?
Yeah. Did you do a close?
That's a good reaction to see here on the wall.
You doing close up magic? Did you do some
Ben, I have the powers of a spider.
What?
Am I sick? Ben's also going to the doctor.
Do I have the powers of a spider now? Because my wife does.
My wife has the powers of a spider, or I'm very sick.
That might be like, hey, I think I can hang from walls or whatever. Am I or am I hallucinating? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, because I'm seeing this. Maybe I'm
hallucinating this entire event.
Peter!
I suspect you might not be in the room with me, to be honest.
I think I have a mental... Peter!
What do you think, Peter?
Peter's life fucking sucks
now.
Yeah,
like, if you had a superpowered grandma, what does that do to you?
Aunt.
Yeah, but even then, like, Peter's life just already... If he doesn't become Spider-Man, his life just sucks anyway.
That's true.
You gotta remember, like, he doesn't... His life is dog shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's a kid. He gets picked on. He's a nerd. He'll be a science boy. He'll probably end up working for... He'll probably end up just working for, like...
Working for Osborn.
Bad things will happen. He'll become a lizard or a sandman.
Yeah.
And then he'll basically get some form of powers.
Well, maybe as
and
well.
And we can see what Peter's like with power. You got to get a dead uncle.
Yeah, you need the dead uncle. That's
the
perfect recipe.
Powers and a dead uncle, or else you're going to get a cunt Spider-Man.
Yeah. Or he'll get the powers of a lizard and become Aunt May's sidekick.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't team up with your aunt.
He might.
That's depressing.
Like, Peter might.
It does feel sad to team up with your aunt. It feels weirdly humiliating to have your 74-year-old aunt have powers. Yeah. I don't know why, but it just does.
But yeah, like, he continues to get bullied. MJ never gives him a chance.
Yeah.
Gwen.
Yeah, but he might MJ be getting... liked him pre-Spider-Man.
Yeah. Also, Gwen doesn't die.
Yeah, that's
Gwen
true.
Gwen doesn't die.
It's or like... Aunt May fails to save Gwen.
For some reason, Osborn is like...
Is Gwen dating Peter pre-Spider-Man, though? No. See, because he gets all this confidence from being Spider-Man.
Yeah, that does help with his confidence. That's true.
Because he's like, I know I'm not actually a loser because I could crush any of these bullies' head in my hand. You can say your words cannot hurt me anymore because I know I can take your life.
I can tear your windpipe out with a thought.
I am just choosing not to.
I remember this speech at the end of Spider-Man 1.
Flash Thompson, if you call me Penis Parker one more time, I will punch you in the top of the head and your head will go into your chest.
Have you ever seen
and you will look like MODOK, a man you've never seen, but I've seen because I've been to space.
Have you ever seen the movie Predator? I will tear your spine out. And then who'll be Penis Parker? Yeah. You will be Flash Thompson.
He's just saying these speeches in the mirror.
And he's like, and he goes to school and Flash Thompson's like, hey, Penis Parker. And he's like, oh. I wish I could do something about it.
Would J. Jonah like go to town on like old Granny Spider?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's a question.
Be more like pro that.
He like, it's nice to see an old broad getting out.
Yeah.
Would she call herself Spider Woman? What would she call herself?
Well, I guess, so does she go to fight crime, I guess?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because I just don't think she would. I think she would be like, we're going to the hospital. Something's gone terribly wrong.
I need
wrong.
A blood transfusion. And then all of a sudden she loses her powers.
But when...
that is Peter Parker's 1 week.
Getting all his blood taken out.
Yeah.
You're telling me if you don't remove all the Spider-Man blood out of him and then fill him full
Do
of regular
take
blood?
All of your blood?
Like what? They're changing his blood like he's a fucking car doing oil change? Ah, yes, Peter Parker.
Your blood's gone bad. We're going to drain all the blood and put new blood in.
It's time for your service. Fucking tap him like a keg.
Yeah. I'm going to have no blood for a bit, Peter Parker. That will be fine. It happens. It's just a matter of
It's a good thing. Thing to put you in. You know those like old, you know, those rumors you hear with old rockers who are like, I've had so much like cocaine and quaaludes that I basically just have the blood of a youth just pump through me.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the cure.
Yeah.
Or take your spider powers. Yeah. Well, what about when Aunt May realizes that she's not sick? These are just powers she has.
No, that's what I mean. I don't think that she... Well, that's what I think...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we knew that that conversation is going to happen. I just still don't think she fights crime. I think she's just like... Probably just uses that to run AIM better. Is that what AIM? Is that her company?
No, that's the one that has... Oh, MODOK. Advanced Ideas and...
She runs AIM better. She runs...
Reach?
Yeah.
Is it Reach?
Yeah.
What do you think Uncle Ben might have the great power, great responsibility conversation with her just like in bed one night?
I think he's been doing that for years, right? That's not a speech off the cuff. He's been fucking hearing that for years.
I think that's in the comics as well, that it's just like a thing Ben used to say.
Yeah, you know.
So he probably would be thinking it. So
Ben, like, you work so much. Well, mate, with great power comes great responsibility. Well, I gotta work 16 hours a day.
What did Ben do as a living before?
Is he an engineer?
Bus driver?
Engineer rang more of a bell.
Uncle Ben. Yeah,
bus driver just made me think of, is it Heart and Soul?
He's an electrician.
Electrician.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Oh, he's an electrician in the Raimi films.
Okay.
Because I was just saying, it just seems a strange thing for, like, with great power comes great responsibility, just to kind of have that off the cuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it does also feel like something that, you know, your dad or your, like, the, you know, this uncle would constantly say
I think in the comics they
like,
do say that. Like,
you know,
like,
you know, it's our responsibility. You, you have a power over something, or you have these skills, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You know, you imply that to, you know, like an electrician. It's like I have this, like the skills and all that kind of stuff to make sure the wiring is good. It's, you know, it's my power to do this
to
stuff,
do a,
and I need to make sure that it is good.
That I don't make a mistake, or I don't,
fuck it's out. It's my responsibility.
So he might maybe suggest, you know, if that's the way he thinks.
Yeah,
he sees Aunt May with all of these powers.
Yeah,
and he's like, well, I mean,
like May, I mean, you've gotten like a new lease on life, basically, and you have responsibility to now do good.
But it's a bit of a jump to be like, go fight crime.
No, I just think
because that's vigilantism.
Yeah.
Like that is illegal for a reason.
Like, which I don't think really Ben would be. That's like you took the wrong fucking lesson,
like, I think
Peter.
Probably if Uncle Ben saw what Spider-Man was doing, he would be like. Well, I guess he's like, look, in the long run, you've probably saved the world enough times
that you've made up for it.
But it seems like a weird. Like, I don't think he'd suggest it. I don't think he'd be like, Aunt May, get out in the streets.
Yeah, I think it'd be more like use. So okay, you can do something that's like in very impressive and like people want to see it. Well, why don't we use that almost like a mascot for Reach or AIM?
Absolutely. But it's also funny because like Aunt May in the comics, she does live in a world full of superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like that weird thing where which I'm sure we've talked about countless times, if you lived in the Marvel universe, you got powers sucked off by an eel,
whatever. Yeah, I was fishing with my dick.
I fell into a lake and an electric eel swam directly into my anus, and I became the eel man.
You got eel powers, not electric powers.
No, just eels. it happens to the best
of
us.
What are eel powers?
I'm Wrigley.
Slimy. You can unhinge your jaw. Yeah. I think eels can do that. Yeah, cool.
Look, I walk.
Sweet. Swim, breathe underwater. Swim.
I got an eel head.
Got no. okay.
You, but an eel head?
Yeah.
Like the eel swam up your anus and then out your neck hole, displacing your head.
Knocked my head right off.
Okay. You seem like a unique situation. I don't know if I would expect you to fight.
Are you an eel with a man suit or. What? Hang on.
I still have the same thoughts that I used to have.
Yeah, but if I x-ray you,
you an knocked eel. His head clean off.
Is there an eel through the middle of you if I x-ray your body?
Yeah.
I don't think you're Joel Dusher anymore.
I think you're an eel that thinks it's Joel Dusher. Yeah.
Or I can control its arms and legs.
But that must be crazy for an eel. An eel's got limbs.
Yeah. And I guess human lips?
Yeah. Does it have human lips or an eel mouth?
Eel mouth.
Okay. It didn't bring your mouth with it.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Maybe it kept my eyes. Oh. But also, because an eel head, if it came directly out, would be like a face facing to be facing up. Yeah. But his face is facing
well,
the same
way.
Well,
you could do like eel up and then bend.
And bend down, which is horrible. Yeah. Also, that's a really long and big eel that went up you, dude.
Yeah.
I have to ask again, you said you were wriggly and slimy. Is that only the eel bits?
No, my arms and legs, the same thing happens.
Okay, all right, cool.
Do you have the eel still protruding out of your anus?
Yeah.
Or did it just come like all the way in?
Do people think that it's a tail? Because it's like it pokes out the back of your jeans, but actually poking out your arsehole.
Yes, correct.
Awesome, yeah.
This is great news. His cheeks.
You got an eel tail poking out.
Constantly gaping. All right.
Oh my God, he's part eel. Well, actually.
Sort of.
a little trivia about the eel, man.
You think that's a tail? No, that's the eel that is also his head. He's getting sort of impaled by an eel. Yeah.
Some kind of weird, dark river magic.
He fell into a creek.
He sort of fused this eel with this man limbs.
Well, I don't know if I would expect you to fight crime if you had an eel through you.
Well, just back to Ben and his speeches and trying to find out what his job was. I made the mistake of learning about comics. So I found out that this is unrelated to the job thing, but it's just funny.
Yeah.
To quote what I just saw, Ben's death was truly avenged when the burglar returned for the money once more, threatening Aunt May. The burglar died from a heart attack upon beholding his old nemesis Spider-Man and learning that Spider-Man and Peter Parker were one and the same person.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, oh, that's funny. Let's look at, like, what issue this was.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Spider-Man, issue 200.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then on the front cover, it's like, the synopsis of this. From the official Marvel website,
because
I clicked on the one that's like, hey, do you want to read? I'm like, no. It was published the 1st of January, 1980, so Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
The Amazing Spider-Man's 200th issue. After surviving an overdose of antidepressants at the hands of Mysterio, Spider-Man is left powerless. Who is Spider-Man without spider abilities? A mystery surfaces about the true demise of Aunt May. While Peter Parker rues his life as a superhero, teen angst never looks so good and read so good.
The true demise.
Oh, sorry. Teen angst never looked and read so good.
Okay, that's not as stupid. I thought Marvel.
Stan the
never
man
looked so
Lee.
Good and never read so good.
Oh, yeah. Stan Lee is a co-writer of this one.
Wow.
Yeah, so Spider-Man doesn't have powers, but kills the burglar accidentally by giving him a heart attack with a spook. And antidepressants took away his spider powers.
Okay, I guess you'd need a whole blood transfusion, just
they didn't
Xanax.
Get all his blood, yeah.
Why? Okay. What was Mysterio's plan?
It worked.
It did work. Imagine casting your mind back to 1979, picking up the issue 199 of The Amazing Spider-Man, and then being like, antidepressants.
Yeah, okay.
Made him cure.
Were antidepressants sort of like newish, maybe at the time?
I
don't think so. I'm just spitballing here.
Because it's Mysterio. Did he like trick him into taking a bunch
of mom?
Dude, enjoy
eat up these pills, brother.
These pills are party pills, Spider-Man.
So the charity was Feast, by the way.
Okay.
Feast, what was I saying? Reach.
Reach.
Yeah. Aim initially.
I'm here to say.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think if it is the sort of... did we find out Ben's job, by the way?
Electrician.
It's an chief electrician in the Raimi films, but he gets let go.
Yeah.
Because they're struggling.
But then
with
in the other comics, we don't know. He's just an old man. Okay.
Just an old man that owns Peter Parker.
Good.
God, I need to... After I read this, I'm going to take my phone and put it in the bin because I'm in comics and it's bad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Issue 199, 1st of December, 1979. Illusions twist and bend into reality as a still-recovering Spider-Man is a victim to Mysterio's torture.
Still recovering
Spider-Man.
Will the end of Spider-Man be a rapidly filling swimming pool? When it comes to Mysterio, all bets are off the table.
Gives Spider-Man a bunch of Zanzax.
Zanzax.
Zanzac Day, lest we forget.
Zanzac.
And then drown him.
And then drown him. So I guess whatever job Ben had, somehow that, for some reason, he kept talking about great power and great responsibility.
Okay, so here's how the antidepressants work. It happens in chapter 198. Yeah. Sorry, issue 198.
Yeah.
Spider-Man has been brutally beaten by Kingpin and is too weak to lick his wounds. Okay. After a stint at the hospital, where he remains masked.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the clarification. Spider-Man continues to convalesce at the Restwell retirement home. Why is it a retirement home? Another problem on top of his broken bones, Restwell. I just realized it's called Restwell.
Yeah.
Why is it a retirement village? Restwell's chief of medicine is none other than Mysterio.
Dun, dun,
and then
dun.
Spider-Man Mysterio falls victim to mind games while J. Jonah Jameson loses his mind. Comics rock!
Goddamn.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
So whatever, Bed is great power, great responsibility. Sure. I assumed it came maybe from his job, but who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe he was a volunteer fireman.
It's just a thing he believes.
I think, like in one of the Spider-Mans, Aunt May uses Peter Parker as a mascot for Feast. I think Aunt May would just be the mascot for Feast. I think that she'd be like, well, the best good I can do is directing people to Feast, and I can use my powers to help.
So she would just do, like, feats of strength and, like, tricks and stuff.
Well, yeah, it's like food, emergency aid, shelter, and training. Yeah. So that's the...
She might become, like, a kind of a... Like a, you know, what's Iron Man's wife's name? Pepper Potts.
Yeah, like Rescue?
She becomes Rescue, where she's not really fighting crime. She's just, like, helping out with disasters.
Yeah.
I could see Aunt May don't have guns.
Yeah, Rescue don't have guns. Aunt May's just like, well, I'm just here to, like, help people.
Yeah, because, like, I can pick up, like, a lot of stuff really easily.
Yeah, I'm strong.
So, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Does she become the sidekick to, a hero?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Who? Captain America?
Hulk? Clean up the rubble?
Well, maybe the Avengers or something like that. Like,
She becomes the Avengers' grandma.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she becomes a hero in the sense of fighting other villains.
No.
Because it just doesn't seem up her alley.
Although, so there's something nice about like how many of Spider-Man's villains are old men, and then they're fighting an old woman. You know? The age gap has really been shrunk by all.
Are they really that old, or is it just
Adrian Toomes?
Adrian Toomes is old.
Vulture's old.
That's the same guy.
Adrian Toomes is old. Vulture's old.
The Vulture.
Rhino, young man. Ha, Craven, young man. Yeah. Otto could be
Otto
old-ish.
Goes either way. Old-ish,
he does marry Aunt May in the comics.
Yeah, but we haven't even been into that in this episode yet. There's two Aunt Mays. There's old 70-year-old Aunt May, and then there's hot as hell Aunt May.
It's 70-year-old Aunt May.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you meant in Marvel, because I'm like, yeah, there was. There was an actress that was
pretending to be Aunt May?
Yeah, she dies.
Oh, yeah, no, I do know about this. And then doesn't that come into One More Day or whatever?
I don't know if it comes into One More Day, but basically it's like when Peter Parker is like, Aunt May's actually alive. Oh, this comes down, I think, to the Gathering or the Gathering of Twelve, Gathering of Five,
they kill off Aunt May, and then they're like, oh, actually, it was an actress.
Yeah. So the actress dies, and she's been dead for years or something like that. And then
honestly could tie into the comic issues that I was just talking about, where it's like, the truth about Aunt May.
Potentially, because then there's a thing where I think MJ is pregnant, and she's going to have a baby that's May. They're going to call her May. And I just don't know what happens to that baby or that pregnancy. And so when it kind of was leaked to be like, oh, May's alive, everyone was thinking, it's the baby. But no, it was Aunt May. And an actress was like, I got the role of a lifetime, one I'm going to take to literally my grave.
What the fuck?
Yeah, comics great. Very good.
Awesome stuff.
If that's happening at the same time that Mysterio gives Spider-Man too many antidepressants and tries to drown him in a pool, I got more comic books I need to buy. Happy to say that issue 201 is Spider-Man teaming up with the Punisher. He bounces back pretty quick.
He sorts it out, dude. He's fine.
So I guess, honestly, like, the villains... Is there any villains that just become villains because of Spider-Man? I guess Electro in the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Aunt May would remember his
birthday. Aunt May would remember it.
So I don't think she'd become like a sidekick, but I think she would become like someone that, say, Captain America might call on. Because also, you're right, like, vigilantes, like, well, that's... That's a crime, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know if
probably not
Aunt May likes
be
that
like,
kind of vigilantism.
Oh, there was an Avengers event in the middle of New York, and now Aunt May's leading a group of people to clear up the rubble. And
like
she's
a damage control
there.
Kind of thing. And like, oh, yeah, she comes in and helps, you know, clear up any of the things that were like, oh, no, oh, this is this attack on New York has caused a bunch of like disruption and a lot of people left homeless. And like, in, you know, okay, I'm going to try and help as well as I can. No mask, no costumes.
Yeah, I can't imagine. She just would.
Maybe like a uniform, but an official kind of looking uniform that people could kind of like.
Yeah. Would she do the same thing as Spider-Man, though? And she'd be like, huh? Because, like, he's like, my aunt's old as shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if anyone figures out who I am, they'll beat the shit out of her and she'll die.
Yeah, but she's
going to be like,
but she's not really making enemies.
Yeah,
that's
true.
She's not like beating up a man trapped in a rhino costume while also making fun of the fact that he is stuck in a rhino costume.
He'll be kind about it.
No one forgets just how kind of like...
A fuckhead in a rhino costume.
Everyone kind of forgets how just mean Peter Parker is to everyone.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dick. He's like, I'm going to be a stand-up. And he's trying his tight five.
He's insult the comic dog.
Yeah. He's trying his tight five while he punches Sandman in the mouth. Like, I just want to try and save my daughter from Captain...
Knock, knock. Who's there? You made a sin and your daughter's dying.
I like you, Spider-Man. He's not funny so much as cruel, but I think that's awesome.
He's just really good at knock-knock jokes.
That's all he does.
Venom, knock-knock. Who's there? Your name's Eddie and you lose me.
He's got a strange little toad voice, which I like.
He's like choking on his own words.
That one didn't come out properly.
What? We couldn't hit you in the fight. Don't worry about it.
Dickhead.
Yeah. We're not in space.
That's where you're from.
Shut up.
Quips are hard.
Quips are hard. In the heat of battle, I couldn't do it.
If I had to quip in battle, I'd just be dishing out, hey, get a load of this.
I'd just be so silent. I'd just be like,
no, a lot of this.
Biff and the guy falls unconscious and you're like, I got it.
I might say, like, if I had Spider-Man powers and, like, say I was swinging a vending machine into a guy, I might say vending machine as I did it.
Yeah.
Or like, vending machine.
Punch. Or like, who wants a snack?
Yeah, who wants a...
And then it hit him and I wasn't good.
Who wants a... And then it hits him. Snack!
You know what? You're pretty handsome. Some might call you a snack. And then that, like, the momentum of, like, hitting him, the venom, like, loses a bit because I'm not happy with this. Yeah. And then it just kind of, like, brushes up against the person.
What's your favorite snack? Doritos?
What's your favorite snack? Buying under a vending machine? Knock, knock.
Yeah. You need a Snickers to kill hungry, thirsty death. Was that a Snickers?
Bitch.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. His head's gone.
Damn.
His head's a squished by vending
I got
machine.
Too distracted trying to quip and kill the man. Fuck.
Hey, petty theft pays.
Thank God no one's around to hear your quips, dude. This man's head squashed like a watermelon.
It's nice that like Spider Douche's like rogue gallery are just dead.
Knock, mostly because of Shane. I get results.
Did you just say knock, knock? No, you kill him, killing him, kill this guy. No one can tell him. No one can tell this story.
No one knows it's me because of my horrible toad voice when I'm telling quips. It's me.
No one knows it's you because you got an eel fry.
Yeah, that's true. Or everyone knows it's me because I've got an eel fry.
Just biting this guy with your eel face.
Well, if you're eel man, it feels like it might be easier to do quips because you just do eel jokes.
Yeah.
Clipply.
Easy, dude.
The funniest eel joke ever written. Flippantly. Dude, that's a perfect eel gag.
Hey, we're laughing.
Yeah, it would stop Kraven in his tracks, I think.
Yeah.
What?
Because
it comes out of his head.
Clean off. Swallow it down.
It's like,
shit it out the eel, which is out your arse.
Kraven lands big knife. You're like, ooh, slippery. Kraven's like, what?
Huh?
chomped by a big eel.
Because I would not know. One, I wouldn't know if you were a guy or a monster. And then I wouldn't know if you'd said anything or just made a noise at me. Are you trying to speak?
It's the perfect quip.
You got horrible needle teeth? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Great. What? Ah!
Yeah, I guess a good move. So I guess, all of Spider-Man's villains wouldn't necessarily become villains or really anything, but I guess May would use her abilities to kind of promote Feast, I feel.
I think so,
And then just help out in a more sort of humane way, not like these, like, little big bombastic battles.
I think she'd actually be doing probably more good than Spider-Man in the long run.
Yeah. Less jokes, though. Comedy's jokes, down in New York City.
Yeah. Like, I feel also, definitely less jokes.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the villains, if she was to say anything, would be like, maybe I do need to.
That's true. Oh. And I think people if they knew she was an old woman, would feel, not so good about fighting her.
I think that would probably stop them in their tracks.
Spider-Man's a little boy.
Well, he's sort of a teenager.
But they don't know he's a little boy.
Yeah, he's the size of an adult.
Yeah.
I guess if Aunt May was in a costume, you might not know either. But if she wasn't in a costume, you'd be like, oh, that's an old woman. I don't want to punch an old woman.
Yeah.
Then she punches you in the guts. And you're then, okay, all bets are off.
Hand me that vending machine.
Vending machine. Yeah, I think she'd be about as Spider-Man as Spider-Man.
Yeah, if it doesn't immediately kill her, which I'm still standing on on the fact that she gets bitten by that spider, dies.
Yeah.
Unless it's the young hot May, in which case she'd be a better Spider-Man than Spider-Man could ever hope to be, and my girlfriend.
Awesome, dude.
Damn.
Congrats.
Yeah,
it would be sick. I'd date her.
That's mad.
Everyone would be like, wow, look at this power couple, this young stallion and hot Aunt May.
It's hot Aunt May dating eel. Yeah, wow. With his famous catchphrase.
Flip-flip-ly.
Ate Uncle Ben.
You're cutting his lunch.
Yeah, dude, I am. And I'm proud of it. I killed a guy and dated his wife. That's a t-shirt I'm wearing.
Guess with great power.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he'll slam into my anus, so all bets are off.
I like imagining that's what you say at the press conference. They're like, to tell us about yourself, your man. You lean in too close to the microphone. An eel slipped into my anus, so all bets are off. Thank you. that's eel man, everybody.
Man up flip-fly.
New York's protector.
New York's finest.
Safe with me. My mind is on me.
I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe. What ifs? They're good.
Joe, hey, fellas.
Oh, no.
Hey, everyone. Join us next month when we ask, what if Spider-Man had rescued Gwen Stacy? And then there's a little thing where it say, at last, the most highly
anticipated
what if of all time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.